Justin Flip back with you now, joined by Coach Brady Jasper. We're talking Hiawatha boys basketball. They are rolling along just like the girls program. The Hiawatha boys 11-1 and in the Thunder Classic tournament this week. And before we talk about that, Coach, let's go back to a good win last Friday night at home. And you beat Jeff West 70-55. It was one of your top scoring games of the season, but against a good opponent, really took care of business on Friday night. What were the biggest takeaways or things that stood out to you in your team's victory over the Tigers?
Yeah, well, we know Jeff West can be a pretty tough team. I feel like they have a pretty high level of athleticism. They have some length in some positions there, and we played pretty well to be able to control that game at home. We certainly got an extraordinary shooting night from Michael. He was hot from the start and made seven threes for us. He gave us some balance on the outside. Our inside guys did their thing, too, so we were pretty happy with the way last Friday went.
Yeah, glad you mentioned Michael Jensen. He's one of our athletes of the week, breaking the school record in the process of that game last Friday night. And stay undefeated in Big East League play, and then on to the tournament here this week, and a rematch against Troy, which we thought would probably happen. Didn't get a chance to kind of preview it last week, but it turned out to be. And not only do you avenge your only loss of the year, the double overtime game back in early December, but do it pretty handily, 64-41. What were the biggest differences, I guess, in the two games, and what does last night's win say about maybe your team's progress that they've made here over the past month?
Yeah, we played pretty good last night. I thought our defense was good. I thought our rebounding was pretty good. And we played with some balance last night as well. And that really helped us against Troy. They have a good team, good players. Definitely, as we remembered from the first time we played them, they're capable of scoring a lot of points and can be difficult to deal with. So I was glad that we were able to get past that one last night and move on in the bracket.
Well, your team has a lot of momentum. It seems like they're playing with a lot of confidence. You're going to get a St. Mary's team now. It's a league opponent, but one that you haven't played yet. And then, of course, Nemaha or Rock Creek later this week as well. So it looks like you're going to continue to get some good tests here on your schedule. What are you hoping to kind of get out of, and what things are you looking for here to finish out this tournament?
Well, we're hoping to kind of stay consistent and stay true to kind of who we've established ourselves to be. I mean, I don't think there's certainly nothing real fancy about us or what we're able to do, but that's okay. We're okay with that, and we hope that we can just kind of keep doing what we've been doing. As you said, the guys are playing with confidence. I think they're feeling more and more comfortable in their roles and being out there with each other, and not a lot has changed for us over the last month or so. It's just maybe doing more of the same thing. So I don't know if we'll be changing too much for St. Mary's, but they're a good team, well coached, run a lot of stuff that might be hard for us to defend. But, again, we just hope that we can continue to rebound the ball well. I think that's been a big key for us, and see what happens.
You talk about opponents being hard to defend a little bit, but don't you feel like that's one of your strengths this year, is that you're kind of a hard team to defend because you have some size and athleticism, you have some size and physicality, you got some guards that are experienced and can handle the ball, and guys that can shoot from the perimeter. Is that part of your team's success, do you feel like, right now, because you're a hard team to guard and the diversity that you have on the floor?
Yeah, we could be. I mean, if you don't have a little beef somewhere along the line, you might have a hard time with us around the basket. We do have a couple big guys. You know, some teams have one, some teams maybe, but we almost have two there around the goal that are hard to deal with. They get a lot of attention, but I think our guards are kind of I wouldn't say underestimated, because might have the right word, but maybe they don't get some of the notoriety that they deserve because of the big guys. There's some good guards out there too, and some of what they do rebounding from the guards position is kind of what I alluded to on the rebounding thing too. We get a lot of support from them, and they're also capable of scoring too, shooting the ball well. They can be fast in transition, athletic. So we really are. Our key right now is just kind of being not one-dimensional and not somebody that you could just key on one or two guys, and we're providing some balance there, and that's been big.
You bet. Well, hello, good luck keeping it rolling and finishing out the tournament this week. The Hiawatha boys ranked number 6 in the state in the latest KBCA 3A rankings this week. Should be a couple good games coming up before an off day next Tuesday following the tournament. Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are sponsored each week by Carl's Body Shop, by Hiawatha Implement, and by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.